Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Beyond Chutzpah by political scientist Norman G. Finkelstein examines how accusations of anti-Semitism can be deployed in public debate about Israel and Palestine, and how historical memory can be shaped to serve contemporary political goals. Written in a polemical, document-heavy style, the book focuses on the U.S. discourse surrounding Israel, especially in media, academia, advocacy organizations, and legal controversies. Finkelstein argues that criticism of Israeli government policy is often deflected by reframing it as hostility toward Jews, and he challenges what he sees as selective use of Holocaust history and human rights language. The book is also known for its extended engagement with prominent defenders of Israel in U.S. debates and for its discussion of the relationship between scholarship, activism, and institutional power, regardless of whether readers agree with its conclusions. The work is frequently cited in controversies over free speech, the boundaries of legitimate criticism, and the responsibilities of historians and public intellectuals when addressing charged subjects. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, distinguishing anti-Semitism from political criticism. A central theme of the book is the difference between anti-Semitism as prejudice against Jews and criticism of Israel as a state. Finkelstein contends that these categories are often blurred in public argument, leading to a climate where policy critique is treated as bigotry. He examines how this conflation can affect journalists, scholars, and activists who discuss occupation, settlements, military operations, or U.S. aid. The point is not that anti-Semitism is unreal or unimportant, but that the term can lose analytical meaning when it is expanded to include broad political disagreement. The book highlights common rhetorical patterns, shifting from disputed facts to claims about hateful motives, attaching sweeping moral labels to opponents, and using institutional pressure to discourage open debate. Finkelstein also discusses why definitions matter, because they shape what evidence is considered relevant and what kinds of speech are seen as beyond the pale. Readers are pushed to evaluate arguments on their merits, ask for specificity when accusations are made, and separate concerns about prejudice from disputes about law, human rights, and state conduct. The topic ultimately frames the book as a critique of how moral language is used as a political instrument. Secondly, public memory, Holocaust discourse, and the politics of history. Another major topic is how Holocaust memory and Jewish historical suffering are invoked in contemporary political battles. Finkelstein argues that references to the Holocaust can function as a shield against scrutiny, or as a way to claim exceptional moral status in disputes involving Israel. He challenges what he views as selective historical narration, where certain tragedies are emphasized while the experiences of Palestinians are minimized or treated as secondary. The book raises questions about how public memory is curated through museums, commemorations, education, and media framing, and how these institutions can reinforce particular political narratives. Finkelstein also argues that history becomes abusive when it is stripped of context, simplified into moral slogans, or used to delegitimize present-day claims by others. At the same time, the topic forces readers to confront the difficulty of discussing traumatic history without instrumentalizing it. The book presses for a standard in which historical events are treated with rigor and humility, and in which moral lessons are not reduced to arguments for impunity. Whether accepted or contested, this discussion invites a broader reflection on who gets to speak for historical victims and how collective memory can be both ethically necessary and politically contested. Thirdly, human rights frameworks and evidence-based argumentation. Finkelstein places significant emphasis on human rights reporting and documentation as a way to ground debate in verifiable claims. He foregrounds the importance of international law, the language of rights, and the role of organizations that investigate alleged abuses. In the book, these materials are presented as an alternative to emotionally charged polemic. Instead of arguing from identity or moral accusation, one argues from documented practices, legal standards, and publicly available records. The topic includes a broader critique of how debates about Israel and Palestine can become detached from empirical evaluation, with audiences encouraged to pick sides based on loyalty rather than evidence. Finkelstein argues that readers should ask basic methodological questions. What are the sources? How consistent are they? What is omitted? And what standards of proof are being applied? The book also touches on the strategic contest over legitimacy, where some actors attempt to discredit rights organizations as biased while treating advocacy-aligned sources as neutral. By insisting on documentation, Finkelstein aims to move discussion from rhetoric to accountability. For readers, the value of this topic lies in its transferable lesson. Controversial political questions can be approached through careful sourcing, comparative standards, and a disciplined separation of facts, interpretations, and moral judgments. Fourthly, media, academia, and the policing of acceptable discourse. The book also examines how institutions shape what can be said about Israel and Palestine in mainstream U.S. settings. Finkelstein argues that the boundaries of respectable opinion are maintained not only through argument but through professional incentives, reputational attacks, and organized pressure. He discusses how labels like extremist or anti-Semitic can influence hiring, publishing, invitations, and media visibility, and how this can encourage self-censorship. The topic includes a portrait of debate as an ecosystem think tanks, advocacy groups, university events, and news coverage interact to amplify some voices while marginalizing others. Finkelstein criticizes the substitution of moral denunciation for substantive engagement, claiming that complex issues are reduced to loyalty tests. Even readers who disagree with his conclusions can use this section to think about how speech norms are created and enforced in democratic societies. The underlying question is how to protect vulnerable communities from genuine hatred while also safeguarding robust inquiry into state policy. The book pushes the reader to consider whether institutional gatekeeping improves accuracy and ethics, or whether it can suppress legitimate dissent. This tension between combating prejudice and preserving open debate is a defining feature of the controversy surrounding the work. Lastly, debating advocacy, scholarship, and intellectual responsibility, a further topic is the blurred line between scholarship and advocacy in highly polarized conflicts. Finkelstein presents the idea that some influential commentators operate with the authority of scholarship while functioning primarily as political advocates. He challenges readers to evaluate argument quality, source selection, and claims of expertise, especially when authors speak as representatives of communal interests or moral traditions. The book frames intellectual responsibility as a commitment to consistent standards applying the same ethical criteria to allies and opponents, acknowledging uncertainty, and correcting errors rather than escalating rhetoric. It also raises questions about power, because the social consequences of labeling someone a bigot can be severe, and such claims demand care and precision. This topic is not only about Israel and Palestine, it is about how public intellectuals behave in any contentious domain where identity, trauma, and politics collide. Finkelstein urges a form of skepticism toward prestige and institutional backing, asking readers to track citations, check primary sources when possible, and notice when arguments rely on insinuation rather than demonstration. The result is a challenging meditation on what it means to argue ethically in public and on the responsibilities of writers, professors, and advocates when their words influence policy and public perception. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want to understand why debates about Israel and Palestine so often turn into arguments about motives, identity, and historical memory rather than policy and evidence. Students in political science, history, media studies, and human rights, as well as journalists and politically engaged readers, will find it useful as a case study in how language like anti-Semitism, legitimacy, and security can be mobilized to shape public perception. The main benefit is that it encourages a more disciplined way of thinking demand sources, separate prejudice from political critique, and scrutinize how institutions reward some narratives while punishing others. Even when readers disagree with Finkelstein, the book can sharpen critical reading skills and highlight the ethical stakes of making serious accusations in public life. Compared to many titles in this area that prioritize memoir, broad ideological framing, or simplified talking points, Beyond Chutzpah is known for its confrontational engagement with arguments and documentation. That makes it worth buying for readers who want a contentious, research-oriented intervention that forces careful evaluation of claims, definitions, and the political use of history. If you would like to support Norman Finkelstein, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.